So, I trust all of you have done the required reading for today's lesson on the Shroud of Turin. Well, this is another example of a story getting ahead of its facts, I'm sorry to say. It is true that the origin of the Shroud and its authenticity may never be definitely disproven, but some inconvenient facts make it pretty unlikely all the same. First and most simply, the theory about the carbon dating done on the Shroud being wrong is just, well, wrong. This is called the medieval repair hypothesis. There was some isolated evidence of individual cotton fibres indicating that some slight sewing repair had been done later, but those were extracted from the sample prior to carbon dating. Experts in the field of fabric repair, such as Mechtild Fleury Lemberg, have stated that they found no such evidence of fabric repair, and that in any case, the available technologies of the time would have made only rudimentary and therefore easy to spot repairs possible. The second problem related to the authenticity question is that of the blood stains, as mentioned in the article. It is possible that they are blood. No analysis has disproven the theory, so we have to allow for the possibility. However, other credible theories also abound. Firstly, many pigments used at the time in art and the dyeing of fabrics also contained large amounts of iron oxide. So it's entirely possible that the stains are just a rudimentary form of paint, such as tempera. The text also leaves undiscussed a much simpler explanation than the blood being that of Jesus Christ. What if the bloodstains belong to the person who made the shroud, or just to a random person who cut his finger on a nail and needed something to stop the bleeding?